Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio right around Australia with Ben Starr and Michael McHugh. Well, we're lucky to have a wonderful lady on the line by the name of Claire Bowditch. And Claire is a fabulous, fabulous Australian musician, writer, coach, commentator, actress. She's got it all. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Claire, can you take us back to the very early days before it all began and tell us your story?
Yeah, gosh. Look, I've always loved making music. I started, you know, recording songs when I was three. My mother was just one of those clever mums who knew how to occupy a youngest child by giving me a tape recorder and taught me how to press play and record at the same time. I just continued doing that. I started playing in bands at 16, but I didn't really decide to take my music career seriously until I was, I first started recording at 22, but I started doing Claire Bowditch stuff under my own name when I was about 26, and it was really due to meeting an amazing guy called Marty Brown, who became my producer and my drummer, and then guess what, my husband.
Yes. In those,
and now
in that
my
order.
Manager. Slap it on thick, just like a 16, if we're all princesses, she's gonna be the queen of the television, sugar on the cake and the petrol in the car, got some makeup, slap it on thick, just like a 16, if we're all princesses, who's gonna be the queen.
In terms of what we see in the world that we're reflecting today, was modern-day addiction written for that very purpose?
Absolutely. I think we live in the most, you know, we live in the most addictive society in the history of humankind. So, look, we've always been attracted to things that sparkle, but modern-day addiction was really my reaction and my set of songs about the fact that we live in the times that we do and that we all fall for it, you know, the television, sugar on the cake, petrol in the car, lots of makeup, slap it on thick just like we're 16. But then the question, if we're all princesses, who's going to be the queen? So that was my journey through modern-day addiction.
In terms of addiction, do you find work is an addiction for you? Do you enjoy work?
Work can be an addiction, absolutely. And one of the reasons I wrote this album, The Winter I Chose Happiness, is because I found we were, myself and my family, were travelling overseas each year and pursuing an international career. And all the signs were great. It occurred to me at a certain point, though, that if we were really going to make a go of it, we had to commit to touring internationally for the next 5 years. And my decision, the reason I actually ended up doing Offspring, ironically, was that we wanted to come home and live a life that was, had a lot more life in it and a little less work in it.
Yes.
So, and work closer to home. So Offspring is filmed in my hometown in Melbourne, and it was something exciting and new to try. So I think work can absolutely, and the way we define ourselves, can absolutely be tied up with our work, but it doesn't need to be that way. After this, I need to have some quiet time, you know, just basic time in my garden, and doing things that would traditionally be considered boring. I actually find them exciting and lovely. So part of trying to bring this notion of balance into our lives this year, we had our first, for example, our first holiday in a long, long time. We went to Byron Bay for 2 weeks and we did not work. That's a miracle for a family who constantly tour, you know.
Yeah.
Suddenly occurred to us, dear God, we never take time off.
So yeah. What do you do at night to switch off? What's one of the things that you do? You don't listen to one of your songs, do you?
No, I don't, but I do sometimes play guitar. I do sometimes flop in a heap with my favourite new chai, Kama Sutra chai.
Lovely.
There's a free plug there for them. I listen to a lot of podcasts. You know, I really love listening to wise people talk. I sometimes fall asleep listening to my favourite people, you know, telling stories from their life.
Well, Claire Bowditch, look, I want to thank you for coming on the program and thank you for entertaining us with your wonderful creativity.
Thanks a million, but thanks for having me, Mind Food. Thank you.
You were born to be some other girl. You're gonna be your own kind of girl.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.